This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed upon the need for the Indian economy to be more self-reliant and excel in export. The president also urged the citizens to make India a leading center of knowledge and trade. The president said this while addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Engineering Exports Promotion Council in New Delhi. She said that the foundations laid for Atmanirbhar Bharat during the COVID era have been continuously delivering. She added that the key dimension of Atmanirbhar Bharat should be where the impact of global instability is felt the least upon the national economy. The president said that the challenges of global trade need to be turned into opportunities by utilizing the exceptional capabilities available in our country. The elections for the post of vice president will be held tomorrow. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face the India Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. The vice president is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both houses of parliament. The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan on the 17th of this month. In a social media post, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said the initiative aims to strengthen healthcare services for women and children across the country, ensuring better access, quality care and awareness. He said as part of the nationwide Abhiyan, 75,000 health camps will be organized at Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, community health centers and other healthcare facilities. The cabinet today approved the introduction of the draft Arunachal Pradesh Urban and Country Planning Amendment Bill 2025 at the cabinet Apke Dwar held at Zero in Lower Subansiri district. The amendment aims to strengthen urban planning frameworks, manage rapid urbanization and ensure orderly, sustainable growth across 47 notified urban centers of the state. Recognizing the urgent requirement for enhanced fire safety infrastructure, the cabinet sanctioned the establishment of 4 new fire stations at Merbo, East Siang, Kimin Papumpare, Deomali Tirap and Lungla in Tawang. Along with these, 68 new posts were created to provide adequate manpower support. Additionally, the cabinet also approved Arunachal Pradesh Municipal Property Tax Management Rule 2025 and the Arunachal Pradesh Municipal Control on Advertisement Regulations 2025. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday handed over ex gratia of 50 lakhs to Charo Khamua, wife of late Corporal Tage Halyang, in recognition of his extraordinary bravery. Late Corporal Halyang was among the 26 victims of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam earlier this year. A one-day training program on the scientific cultivation of commercial flowers was held today at the Bodak Village Community Hall under Merbo Circle. Sponsored under the Central Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture Scheme, the program aims to equip beneficiaries with the knowledge and skills to tap into the profitable flower market for boosting rural livelihood through floriculture. The training was a part of Mission Punlek, an initiative to convert Bodak village into a floral village by planting several species of ornamental trees and other flowering plants. The Meteorological Centre Itanagar has issued yellow alert for West Kameng, Kurumkume, Kamle, Papumpare, Leparada, Lower Siang, Upper Siang, Namsai, Tirap and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. A rare temperate orchid, Hemipelia bocifolata, has been discovered in Mayodhya and the Lower Dibang Valley district. The discovery is a new addition to the flora of India from Arunachal Pradesh. This extremely rare orchid was earlier reported only from Sichuan and Yunnan provinces in China. In the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship, India won their fourth title by a convincing 4-1 win over South Korea in an exciting final at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. With this win, India has ended the 8-year-long wait to regain supremacy on the continent. India has also qualified for the FIH Men's Hockey World Cup 2026 in the Netherlands and Belgium. Meanwhile, Hockey India has announced 3 lakh rupees to each player. The support staff members will also receive 1.5 lakh rupees each. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.